Another important European and American contact with the Buddhist world took place at the end of the 19th century, and this is one that helped Europeans and Americans get to know the Buddhist tradition in a certain way, but also rather remarkably shaped the development of Buddhism for good or ill in the 20th century. In 1880, the end of the 19th century, a woman by the name of Madame Blavatsky and one of her sidekicks, a man named Colonel Henry Steele Olcott, who were the founders of the American Theosophical Society, traveled to Ceylon and they converted to Buddhism. They accepted the teaching of the Buddha, they took the three refuges and converted to Buddhism, and then promptly began to interpret Buddhism for a Western audience, and not incidentally also to interpret Buddhism for the people in Ceylon. Now, if you can imagine yourself in the situation that they encountered in Ceylon in those days, traditional Sri Lankan Buddhism or Sinhalese Buddhism was very much on the defensive. British colonial influence was quite strong. There wasn't a tremendous amount of respect for an ancient tradition like the practice of Buddhism in Ceylon. And it was a bit unclear, frankly, how Buddhist teaching was going to be organized and presented in a way that would allow it to answer some of the criticisms that were coming from these colonial officers. Christian missionaries were in Ceylon, and they found a lot about the Buddhist tradition that they were concerned about, and that became the focus of their criticism, and it wasn't clear to Buddhist officials in Ceylon exactly how they would respond. Olcott and Blavatsky, particularly Olcott, gave an idiom and gave a style for the presentation of Buddhism that not only responded to these criticisms, but also made it possible for Buddhism to be taught in an aggressive and positive way to a Western audience. So Olcott, bless his heart, remarkable figure that he was, organized thinking about the Buddhist tradition in the 19th century in a way that allowed Buddhism to reach out to the rest of the world. How did he do this? Well, he published a document that was called a Buddhist catechism. Sounds a little funny now. You wouldn't use those words, really, to present Buddhism in the 20th or 21st centuries, but to Olcott, it sounded like a pretty good way to go about laying out the basic teachings of the Buddhist tradition. And in that Buddhist catechism, he put a particular spin on the Buddhist tradition that lingers today in many presentations of Buddhist view of the world. First of all, he criticized what he called superstitious rituals and devil dancing. All of these ancient Buddhist rituals in Ceylon that had to do with the worship of the gods, especially at remote shrines in the island where people went to confront the power of the local deities and to invoke their aid to deal with some of the complex issues of ordinary life, like bringing in a fruitful harvest or fending off the power of a ghost that seemed to be haunting the villages. Olcott said that none of this was real Buddhism. He said that all of this had been a kind of superstitious overlay on the top of the traditional practice of Buddhism as it was presented in the old scriptural texts that were attributable to the Buddha himself. And he thought all of that stuff ought to be junked, just simply thrown away as being inauthentic Buddhism. He also criticized a slavish dependence on authority, not just the authority of human figures, but also the authority of the deities that had been part of this worldview in traditional Ceylon. For him, Buddhism had to do with self-reliance, achieving nirvana for yourself in your own experience. So he emphasized the aspect of Buddhism that we have talked about a little bit in our own discussion of the tradition, right from the very beginning. The idea that the Buddha was concerned about teaching a direct experience of liberation for you right now. Not dependence on some external authority, not dependence on some hope for a future life, but simply a direct knowledge of the experience of nirvana in your own life today.